KBOO Portland.
Well, hello. Thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar. My name is VJ. Here are some activist events coming over the next week, starting today, Friday, July 28th. For more information on any and all of this, visit kboo.fm/resist. We have an action item for this week. The NAACP Portland has a call out for you to contact the mayor and city council. Portland City Council has scheduled a hearing on the Department of Justice settlement agreement. They've made amendments in secret. More information and context is on the blog cast page, but suffice to say, these amendments eliminate the role of community voice and oversight of the Portland Police and were developed in secret between the city, the Department of Justice, and the Portland Police Union. The City Council meeting is going to be Thursday, August 3rd, at 3:10 p.m. It's critical that we rally as a community to resist this action. They're asking you to do three things. One is to email or call City Council. Second is to share this widely. And third is to come to the City Council meeting, again, Thursday, August 3rd, 3:10 p.m., and sign up to speak. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes per person, so plan your remarks to make sure that you can convey your key message. We have a couple of ongoing things. Through the end of the month, the Misanthology exhibition at the Sequential Art Gallery and Studio, 328 Northwest Broadway. Starting today, the Land Gallery is doing Her Own Wings, a group show that is running through the beginning of September. Starting tomorrow, Saturday, July 29th, going part of the way through October at least, American Obon, Dancing in Joy and Remembrance. That's an exhibit at the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center, 121 Northwest 2nd. And starting next Friday, August 4th, running through August 10th, an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power. That's part of the Portland Echo Film Festival taking place at the Hollywood Theater. Okay, let's begin. So today, Friday, 28th, as mentioned, Her Own Wings group show is doing their opening night. It's about femme representations of Portland by female-identified local artists. That's at Land Gallery, 6 to 9 p.m. Land Gallery is at 3925 North Mississippi. Music of the Revolution with Fernando. It's a benefit for El Programa Hispano. It's taking place at 9 p.m. Laurel Thirst Public House, 2958 Northeast Gleason. Saturday, July 29th, the Town Hall and Community Discussion in Montevilla is postponed. There's a rally, march, and die-in called Dying for Healthcare, Lives Are on the Line. That's 11 a.m. in Vancouver at a representative's office. If you want to make a trip into the Dalles, there is the Get Ice Out of NorCor Ice Resistance Rally. That's 11 to 1 p.m. at the Northern Oregon Regional Correctional Facilities, a.k.a. NorCor, in the Dalles. There's a Global Day of Action against Nike. That's 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Nike Factory Store, 2650 Northeast MLK. And there's Hex the Patriarchy Dance Party, benefiting Trans Assistance Project and Sankofa Collective Northwest. That's 9 p.m. at Killingsworth Dynasty, 832 North Killingsworth. Sunday, July 30th, Pueblo Unido Volunteer Meeting is taking place from noon to 2 at the Rockwood Library, 17917 Southeast Stark. Young Gifted and Black are doing their two-year birthday jam. That's 3 to 10 p.m. at the Produce Row Cafe, 204 Southeast Oak. And there's a film screening of Joanna Macy and the Great Churning. That starts at 6:15 p.m. at B Space. That's 1532 Southwest Jefferson. Monday, July 31st, there's the Bystander Intervention Workshop in Multnomah Village. So excited that these are happening. It's a benefit for Don't Shoot Portland. It's 6 to 9 p.m. at Rivers Gate Church, 7634 Southwest Capitol Highway. Also on Monday, July 31st, is the Clinton Street Resistance Series. This time they're showing Wet Hot American Summer. It's going to benefit the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization. That starts at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Tuesday, August 1st, there is the Resist Trump Tuesday, as Indivisible does every Tuesday. This time it's a PDX meetup at Senator Wyden's. That's in the 911 Federal Building, which is 911 Northeast 11th, from noon until 1. There are a number of national night out celebrations put on Monday in parks like Montevilla, Laurelhurst, and Woodlawn. There's more information on those on the blogcast page. There's also several Clackamas County town halls. Wednesday, August 2nd. Ever wonder how to make fake news for your social media or how to recognize it? OpenSignal can tell you more. They're doing something at 6 p.m. and they're located at 2766 Northeast MLK. There's a public hearing in Clatskanie about rezoning agricultural lands to industrial development. Things get really interesting when you start looking at the fact that it could include, and probably would, methanol export and oil by rail terminals. So team up with farmers to fight it. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Clatskanie Middle High School. Portland Solidarity Network is helping Voix Workers' Rights Education Project to establish a permanent home. They're having a meeting about that Wednesday, August 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi, 1131 Southeast Oak Street. Awake, A Dream from Standing Rock is a film screening and a benefit for the Indigenous Media Fund and the Pipeline Fighters Fund. It starts at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, Southeast Clinton and 26th. Thursday, August 3rd, Represent Us is a group working against government corruption, and they're having their monthly meeting. That's 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cascade Park Community Library in Vancouver. Another film screening, this time for CARE, about the plight of allied and assisted health professionals who make up the front line of health care and also generally make about minimum wage. 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th and Clinton. Friday, August 4th, is opening night for An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. That's Portland Echo Film Festival, 7 p.m., the Hollywood Theater. On Saturday, August 5th, the Portland Iranian Festival. It's happening at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the PSU South Park blocks, 1600 to 1900 Southwest Park. That'll be taking place after the Saturday Farmers Market. On Sunday, August 6th, it's time for another book group discussion of On Tyranny with the Multnomah County Democrats. That's from noon to 2 p.m. at their office, 3551 Northeast Sandy. There's a march for freedom, solidarity, and justice. I believe it's a counter march. 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., taking place at Battleship Oregon Memorial Marine Park, 250 Southwest NATO. Know Your Rights is a weekly discussion talk about just that in Washington County. This time it's 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Beaverton Community Center. And if you haven't seen 13th, the film about slavery and its connections to the prison industrial complex, there is a viewing and discussion. This time, 6:30 p.m., Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, 7220 Southeast Cesar Chavez. So that's this week ending on Friday, August 4th, but really August 6th. There's so much more on the blogcast page. It's updated generally almost daily. Tune in next Friday for another week of activism in and around Portland. For more information, that address again, kboo.fm/resist. This week's podcast episode is posted at kboo.fm/resist/July28. It has a printable list of events as well as links to individual event postings with context. This has been Vijay coming to you from the KBOO World Headquarters here in Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great week.
This is Calvin Trillin, and when I'm in Portland, of course, my ears are glued to KBOO because ever since Michelle Bachmann said that Hurricane Irene was God's warning to curb excessive government spending. I know that God can send wicked things toward people who do anything that he might disapprove of, and I know that there's a lot that he might disapprove of in Portland. So I want to know if the end is coming. I want to be able to get some warning, maybe get some laundry done, that sort of thing. So what I do is I listen to Kay Boo. Thank you.